the dial-up stream, low bandwidth stream. Oh, wait. Yeah, wait, yeah, I need to move this. So, yeah, it'll be on Radio Free New Jersey in about 8 minutes. First, I have to get, like, the archive going here, so I'll start the archive. Microphone check. We'll do this here. All right. Check one. Sibilance. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Let's try that again. Wait a second. What's going on here? Sorry about that. Wait a second. Not working. Why is it not working? I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. I'm sorry, I can't see anyone today. I'm quite ill. Close enough for government work. So anyway, yes, let's do that. And we'll move over to the other computer here. Move this keyboard over here. Mouse over here. That's probably a smartphone making that noise. Okay, let's shut down Mix. Close Mix. Open it up again. I think this week it should work. See if we can find a parody here. Options. Enable live broadcasting. Live broadcasting enabled. Okay. Let's see. What do we got here? I think I'm playing something this week. I don't remember what it was. Anyway. Yeah. We'll do Doug parody. Remember what this is. What this is a parody of. I'll do it anyway.
Not very there's something he must get, and it's sure not a baguette. He wants his ramen now, 'cause it makes three chows. Doug likes to buy ramen. He uses his EBT card, and you know it's not very hard. Just use a card. Doug likes to buy ramen. He uses his EBT card, and you know it's not very hard. He won't be barred. He goes shopping sometimes with Blair and Bruce at Wally World, where they have food by Zeus. You can shop there with ease and maybe get some mac and cheese, and of course get some ramen too, and 50 more beef stew. Beef stew. Doug likes to buy ramen. He uses his EBT card, and you know it's not very hard. Just use a card. Doug likes to buy ramen. He uses his EBT card, and you know it's not very hard. He won't be barred.
Albino,
but he was not blind. But it's no good to say they're alike. If they were, you'd be aware. Although there are some ways they're close, she's not Blair. Well, let me tell you about the way he whined and how he likes to spin his chair. He wasn't fucking known, he was good at code. But he's not Blair. Well, no one told me about him. What could I do? He seemed to like iCarly and also Doctor Who. But it's no good to say they're alike. If they were, would you care? Though they are similar in their way, she's not Blair. So let me tell you about the way he chants, and the way he had a lot of blonde hair. He likes candy, he hates dandy, but he's not Blair. But it's no good to say they're alike. There's a way you could compare their clothes. That's the way it goes. He's not Blair. Well, let me tell you about the way he eats. You may want to check on his hair. He was in bucket mode. He was good at code. But he's not Blair.
We'll be right back.
I was at the beach a little bit too long, and Bruce was there too, showing off his prom. It seems Bruce is gay. 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 We could see it all. He was pretty bold, and he talked about how he was getting old. But then he had to take his leave because he had a date with some really rich geezer. Or was it Mary Gate? It seems Bruce is gay. 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 Saw Bruce again when we were in town. He said that for a fee that he would go down. It seems Bruce is gay. 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 insane, and she can break a bed. Her boyfriend watches football. Danny hates Blair and wishes she were dead. And they might soon have a brawl. Danny's insane, please don't let her in. She'll commit elder abuse. Danny's insane, and I guess I'll never win. And she is so obtuse.
Dedicated in memory of Brad Clark.
Yes, it's the next show for Tuesday, January 13th. Music too loud. Fire board off. Yeah, it's the next show for Tuesday, January 13th, 2026. Netcasting, as always, from Northern New Jersey. By the way, do you know that Scott Adams... oh, here we go. This is from ZeroHedge.com. Dilbert creator Scott Adams dies after prostate cancer battle. This is from Tyler Durden, by the way. Dilbert creator and political commentator Scott Adams died after a battle with prostate cancer. His ex-wife announced on Tuesday on his YouTube show. He was 68. His first wife, Shelley Miles, revealed his death on Real Coffee with Scott Adams and said that Adams had a final message to his audience, including messages about his estate. "If you're reading this, things did not go well for me," Adams wrote on January 1st, 2026, according to Miles. "My body failed before my brain." Last year, Adams said that he was diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer, which he described as similar to the type of cancer that former President Joe Biden was diagnosed with. He indicated he only had months to live. Oh, here we go. President Trump also offered condolences. "Sadly, the great influencer Scott Adams has passed away. He was a fantastic guy who liked and respected me when it wasn't fashionable to do so. He bravely fought through a long battle against a terrible disease. My condolences go out to his family and all of his many friends and listeners. He'll be truly missed. God bless you, Scott." Okay, so, now interesting, like, you can tell, like, you just need to look at the headlines to see how the major media is portraying this. There we go. There you go. Oh, it's not there anymore. Maybe it's on this other page. I have to save him from, like, Scott. Oh, here we go. Scott Adams, Bill McCrae and conservative commentary, dies at 68. Detroit Free Press. "Who is Scott Adams? What do you know about Dilbert's career's death?" Der Spiegel. "Scott Adams, the creator of Dilbert, is dead." Let's see. Let's see. This is from Real Clear Politics. "Joy of Dilbert. Scott Adams mocked everyday indignities." HungarianConservative.com. "Scott Adams, Dilbert creator and Trump supporter, dies at 68. Here we go. This is from something called S-Fist. San Francisco News. "Dilbert cartoonist Scott Adams, who spent his final years as a Trump-loving podcaster, died at 68. Scroll down here. From Salon. "Scott Adams dead. Dilbert created his term conservative commentary dies at 68. So what I want to talk about here is these things were coming out to the scene like the mid-90s when Dilbert started to become popular. Well, in the mid-1995, I was watching Doctor Who. And specifically, I was watching The Horns of Nyman, which is like the season finale for 1979. It was just, well, that was from was season 17. It was supposed to be Shada, but Shada was canceled because of a strike at the BBC. So I watched it. I don't think it was that good. But I wrote a poem called "Ode to the Nyman." I posted it on Rekart's Doctor Who. I went looking for that post. Couldn't find it. Because, I understand that Google had a Usenet archive, but they got rid of it, a few years ago. There are other archives, though, so you can use that. It's just interesting that I couldn't find the post. I found a reply to the post. I couldn't find the original post itself. So anyway, what was on the agenda for this week's show? Alright, here we go. This week on the next show, NATO threatens Trump re-stream songs about boys C. This Day in Music, a.k.a. Number 6's Unimpressive Time Machine, featured artist Drive-By Truckers Part 5, and our wild card segment, the top 10 most disappointing LPs, all that and more on this week's The Next Show. But anyway, we just start the show, so I'm going to cue the intro here. Cueing intro now.
No, you animals, crap, he is number one. Number six joined the IRC, and Crafty's the number one on the show.
But I wanted to know who was number six.
Well, that's number six.
Was that six last week?
Please play number six tonight.
Oh, no, she's not number six.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
are
coming.
Dave's not here.
No, it was six.
Six was heaven's problem. Adjusting to his tone status.
So please don't play number six tonight.
Back to six for a minute.
Give me a link, number six. Give me a link. What are you watching?
I do want to say thanks to number six, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier.
Now we're going to do exercise number six. Assume position number 6A, then proceed to position 6B. This is excellent, students, for that pad of fat that so many of you girls have on the outer part of the thigh and the upper part of the hip. Ready? Begin.
By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eachblaze.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, replace the O with a zero, for playlists and show archives. I like this song because you can make words to Brucey is gay. Brucey is gay. Brucey is gay. Bruce Lee Taylor is gay. Yes, he is. He's gayer than a football. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Gets in my house, and he also BM'd one time on a bed wore my brother's pajamas. It was kind of sick. Bruce is gay. Bruce was BM'd on my room. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He did. Then he did something with Ringo in the back of his Bentley. I have video of this. We should dance something about Sandy. Put your stuff away. She also called Blair's mom. She broke a bed too. She doesn't want to be in the radio. That sucks. Anyway, song's over.
I know music. magnolia, blossom and swirling, that's all that you and I don't care.
So my baby down by the river,
who she might be gonna super there.
Sweet blossom, come on, under the willow, we can have high times if you look back. We can discover the wonders of nature,
growing in the rushes down by the riverside. She's got everything we like, oh, she's got everything I need. Takes the wheel when I see a double, pays my ticket when I scream.
Skimming through rays of fire, she can wait in a drop of dew. She don't come, I don't follow. Wait back, babe, while I sing to you.
But she can dance a Cajun rhythm,
just like a widow in four-wheel drive.
She's a summer love and the spring, fall, and winter.
She can make happy any man alive. Sugar magnolia, ringing that bluebird, caught up in sunlight, going out singing, oh, I'm feeling the sunshine. Come on, honey, come along with me.
She's got everything delightful, she's got everything I need. A breeze in the pines in the summer night, moonlight, crazy in the sunlight, never in me.
Sometimes when the cuckoo's crying, when the moon is halfway down, sometimes when the night is dying, I take me out and I wander around.
Yes, that was Grateful Dead and Sugar Magnolia from American Beauty, released in 1970, but that was from the 2003 remaster. And yeah, that's covering the fact that we lost one of the co-writers of that song. Bob Weir died recently. How did he die? Not really sure. Oh, here we go. Scroll down. Alright, here we go. Bob Weir, 78, American Hall of Fame musician and songwriter. Complications from cancer. Died January. Yeah, this is on Saturday, I think. Wasn't it announced on the Musicians Who Died on Condition News? Yeah, I think so. But anyway, yeah, that was that. And so before that, we heard XTC and Generals and Majors from Black Sea. Originally released in 1980, that's from the 2013 remaster. We heard Liz Phair and 6'1" from Exile in Guyville. Before that, we heard Thin Lizzy and Rosalie, cover version of Bob Seger's song from from Fighting, released in 1975. And we started things off with the Vince Guaraldi Trio and Linus and Lucy from A Charlie Brown Christmas. So that's like a little bit of a Christmas music. That's originally released in 1965. So anyway, oh, by the way, there's like Rosalie, that was about like Rosalie Trombley, who's the program director at CKLW in Windsor, Ontario. The Big Eight. So anyway, it's 35 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the This Day in Music before we fall too far behind. So let me cue the intro. Right, here we go. Yeah, cue the intro here.
Chronicling This Day in Music on the next show.
And it was on this day in 2003, January 13th, 2003, so 23 years ago, that WHO guitarist Pete Townshend was arrested on suspicion of child porn offenses. So with that in mind, I think we should play a song that I think is pretty appropriate. Anyway, this is from his solo album, Empty Glass. I think it was his first solo album. But anyway, I'm going to play this song.
Nobody knows her. She rocks boys. Cause the kids are all right. The kids are all right. Sometimes I feel like I gotta get away. Belt time.
got a feeling for you, blue. And I feel fine. I tried so hard to make believe that I'd see you. All you need is love.
Johnny's in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. Man in a trench coat, bad guy laid off. This has got a bad cough, once again paid off. Look out, kids, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway. Took up on a new friend, a man in a coonskin cap in a big bed. Wants $11 bills, but you only got 10. Maggot concrete foot, face full of black soot. Talking at the heat foot, plants in a bed, but phone strapped anyway. Maggie says I'm innocent, I'm off bus early May. Order from the DA, look out, kids, no matter what you did. Walk on the chip, go, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those who care around the fire hose. Keep a clean nose or wash your plain clothes. I don't need a weatherman, I know it's where the wind well, hang now. Auto tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get bought, get back, cry, fail, get jail, jump, fail. Don't yell me if you fail. Look out, kids, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users. Hanging around the theaters, a girl by the world fool. They took up all new food. Don't follow leaders, watch your fucking keep on short pants, learn to dance, get dressed, get flipped, try to be a success, please her, please her, buy gifts, don't steal, don't live, 20 years of school and then they put you on the dash, yeah, look out kids, they got it all here, jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle, don't wear sandals, and try to avoid the scandals, yeah, don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum, the pump, don't fuck, cause the random took a handle. We'll be right back.
Okay, this is a little bit embarrassing. The streaming of metadata to the server. I didn't know that that wasn't working, and I didn't get it going until about 10 minutes ago. Now it's going, but apparently there was a period of time when it wasn't. So apologies for that. Anyway, that was the Lumineers and their cover version of Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues, featuring Andrew Bird, released a single. When was released a single? Released a single in 2017. That's compared to the fact that it was on this day that first day of recording sessions for Bob Dylan's Bringing It All Back Home were held at Studio A, Columbia Recording Studios in New York City. Dylan recorded Subterranean Homesick Blues, and it's all over now, Baby Blue. On this day, January 13th, 1965, so 61 years ago today. Before that, we heard Barclay James Harvest in titles. It was just like a bunch of Beatles titles. From Time Honored Growths, released in 1975. But that was from the 2006 Japanese remaster. And that's commemorative of the fact that today is the birthday of John Lees, born January 13th, 1948, so he's, 78 years old today. That's pretty old. And before that, we were at Slaughter and Up All Night from Stick It To You, released in 1990. I think it was released on Chrysalis Records. That's to compare to the fact that today is the birthday of Tim Kelly, born January 13th, 1963. He will not be celebrating his birthday, however, because he was involved in a fatal car accident on February 5th, 1998. So, yeah, he would have been, 63 years old today. We heard Trevor Rabin and Getting to Know You Better from his, where is it from? Not sure. Trevor Rabin. It's one of his solo albums. It helps if they spell the name right. Yes. What do we got here? No, it's not working. Yeah. Ah, here. Yes, Beginnings, released in 1977, and that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Trevor Rabin, again, born January 13, 1954, so he's 73 years old. And of course, Trevor Rabin was a South African guitarist who's a solo artist, and also a member of Yes. We are Soft Machine, and Dada Was Here from Volume 2, released in 1969, and that's commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of David Allen, co-founder of Soft Machine. He will not be celebrating his birthday, however, because he died on March 13th, 2015. However, he would have been, he would have been 88 years old today. So, yeah. And we heard Madness and Our House from Full House, the very best of Madness compilation. That was originally released in 1983. And That's according to the fact that today is the birthday of Suggs. Born January 13th, 1961, so he's 65 years old. Oh, he's a senior citizen. Wow. Bet you didn't know that. Yeah, he's 65 years old today. We heard Material Issue and their cover version of The Who's The Kids Are All Right from Issues, Volume 15. Oh, wow. Released in 1991, but that was from... Oh, no. Yeah, this is from... that was released on the Issues Volume 15. And we started off with Pete Townsend and Rough Boys from Empty Glass. That's a compared to the fact that it was on this day in 2003 that Who guitarist Pete Townsend was arrested on suspicion of child porn offenses. So now I think it's 9 minutes past the hours, and probably should get to the IDs before we fall too far behind. If you want to join us in the hours, you can join us at gamebird.eachplace.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, place the O with a zero, for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be up there for about a day or so. And you can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. So, amazingly enough, you survived hour number one of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number two of the show featuring theme time songs about Boise, and the New Music Express. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
Radio.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dishness, talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing? Too much heavy metal, too much music you've never heard before, too many long, boring economic lectures. Tell my friend then you need Smilkshake. Yes, that's right. Instant milkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today, unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the stars from Tim and Eric Awesome Show, Great Job, Rum.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Rum.
Do you know what I like?
Crackers and snacks.
I like crackers and snacks. Crackers and snacks. Crackers and snacks. I like crackers and snacks. Crackers and snacks. Crackers and snacks.
Fact. The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact. There's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. our message to Utah? Turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Weekly Report. Making imperialism great again. It did not take long for President Trump to change the reason for sending the U.S. military to arrest Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. The allegation that President Maduro ran a drug cartel was front and center in the months leading up to President Maduro's arrest. Afterwards, President Trump said the invasion was about Venezuela's oil and announced plans for the U.S. government to send American oil companies into Venezuela. About a week after the invasion, President Trump had a meeting with executives from American oil companies to discuss plans for Venezuela. Some of the company's executives at the meeting were less than enthusiastic about developing Venezuelan oil. One reason for this is that since the Venezuelan government nationalized oil activities 20 years ago, fracking has made the U.S. the world's leading producer of oil and natural gas. Rebuilding the oil industry in Venezuela could cost as much as $1 billion for an uncertain payoff. Among the complications, Venezuelan oil does not easily flow through pipelines unless it cuts with solvents, making it more expensive to transport. In his first press conference after the Venezuelan first couple was received, In his first press conference after the Venezuelan first couple was seized, President Trump said, "We are going to run the country until such time as we can do a safe, proper, and judicious transition." He later stated that Maduro's successor, Vice President Delcy Rodriguez, would pay a very big price, probably bigger than Maduro, if she does not adequately fulfill the U.S. government's demands. Following the invasion of Venezuela, there have been suggestions that President Trump will direct the U.S. military to invade other countries as well. For example, Secretary of State and National Security Advisor Marco Rubio said, "If I lived in Havana and I was in the government, I'd be concerned." To no one's surprise, Senator Lindsey Graham was delighted by the possibility that Venezuela was just the first of many regime change wars President Trump will wage. Senator Graham even got President Trump to autograph a Make Iran Great Again hat. Many Iranian victims of the Shah of Iran secret police might disagree with Senator Graham on whether having the CIA install another puppet government in Iran will make that country great. President Trump's newfound love of regime change wars may be one reason why he is seeking to increase the military budget to $1.5 trillion. President Trump's newfound love of regime change wars may be one reason why he is seeking to increase the military budget to $1.5 trillion. President Trump claims that tariff revenue can fund the increase, but that is simply not possible. The majority of the increase in spending would come from other taxes, including the Federal Reserve's regressive and hidden inflation tax. A recent poll by the Pew Research Center found that there is much less support for an activist U.S. foreign policy among Americans under 50 than among older Americans. This is the case among both Democrats and Republicans. In fact, the differing view on foreign policy among younger people was a major factor behind President Trump's support from younger people in 2024. Continued betrayal by President Trump of his No More Regime Change Wars pledge will cause the president and the Republicans to lose support among younger voters.
Hey ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time, and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Celebrating 90 years of Decca Records.
Decca's studio recording of the full 15 hours of Wagner's Ring Cycle is one of the most groundbreaking projects ever undertaken by any record company, and it helped make Decca a world-beating classical music label. Recording started in Vienna in 1958, and it would take an incredible 7 years to complete the four individual operas. This Herculean task was overseen by Decca producer John Coulshaw, who, as well as respecting every eccentricity of the 2,000-page score, meticulously crafted this studio version, which made trailblazing use of the then-new technology of stereophonic sound. For the first time ever, an opera recording had an immediacy and presence that allowed the listener at home to experience the closest thing to actually being there on stage, right in the middle of a thrilling performance. Decca fulfilled Coulshaw's dream by ensuring that The Ring ended up in the homes of millions of people who had never considered buying tickets for opera or who simply couldn't afford them. Constantly available since release and still judged as the definitive recordings, Decca's Ring has sold an unbelievable 20 million records, making it the best-selling core classical album of all time.
Champagne for you to prove my taste. pretender. Somehow, baby, got hard as it gets. With her black leather crossback suspenders, the jet and her whip and her pet. Will we know to the reincarnation of the revelous cat in the grave? Then we know how you love your old nation.
Grateful Dead and Hell in a Bucket, also co-written by the late Bob Weir. That's from In the Dark, released in 1987. So why does this sound different than the one they play? I don't know. Maybe it's like the long version, not the short version. But anyway, it's 28 minutes past the hour, so if I should do the theme time, but first of all, too far behind. Let me cue the intro.
And now, it's theme time on the next show.
This week, we're expanding our travelogue. We're going to play songs about Boise. Boise. So I think I should emphasize that there is no Z in Boise.
I hope I don't mess it up. Here we go. Okay, all right, here we go. There's an A up. Okay, here we go. Starting again. Okay.
There's an A in Atlanta, a G in Chicago, there's an E in Los Angeles, an A in Miami, there's an S in Boston, and a D in Philadelphia, a Y in Kansas City, but there is no Z in Boise. There are bats in Boise, lots of trees in Boise. There's pinglies in Boise, and Tom Graney's in Boise. There's lots to do in Boise, lots to see in Boise. But there is no Z in Boise. There are two L's in Dallas and two O's in Montgomery. There's even an R in Belfouche. But there is no Z in Boise. There's river rafting in Boise. There's Hyde Park in Boise. And the Botanical Garden in Boise. And the old prison in Boise. There's lots to do in Boise. Lots to see in Boise. But there is no Z in Boise. So if you're from out of town, please get this one thing down. It's really not hard to pronounce. Potatoes in Boise and buckaroos in Boise. There's lots to do in Boise, lots to see in Boise, but there is no Z in Boise. Say it with me, 'cause there is no Z in Boise.
For you, thank you.
I suppose I'm lucky that I didn't have to hear her cry. Nothing breaks you down like the sound of your girl's goodbye. I wanna speak my mind, but I can't find the words. For the life of me, probably for the life of her. I won't be going back to Boise, Idaho. I'm off my game and I've got no more cards to show. I played them all somewhere along the way. And I got called and now there's hell to pay. No one really knows the best way to live your life. There's gotta be a better way than how I'm living mine. For the life of her, probably for the life of me. I won't be going back to Boise, Idaho. Steal my keys if I say I'm about to go. 'Cause nothing's worth the hell I've put her through. If I could do it all again, I still wouldn't know what to do. Why I ain't going back to
Boise, Idaho. Why I ain't going back to Boise, Idaho? Why I ain't going back to Boise, Idaho?
Yes, that was Pearl Django and Boise Jump. From Chasing Shadows, released in 2005. Before that, we heard Good Riddance and Boise from My Republic, released in 2006. We heard Bonnie Prince Billy and Boise, Idaho from The Purple Bird, released in 2025. And we started things off with the Boise song by Jewel. Apologies for the 192 kilobit per second encode, but that's all I had. But anyways, not a lot of songs about Boise, but we did what we could. We're going to next week. I don't know. Try to go to like Montana or something. Or Wyoming. Or, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, we'll do that next week. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eastvillage.us. Channel Pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Plays the O is a zero. For playlists and show archives. You can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. So, let me see what we have here. Here we go. This is last week. This is from CedarNews.net. New York subway fare raised to $3, contradicting mayor's pledge. New York City subway fare increased officially took effect today, raising the cost of a single ride to $3 across the city transit system. The fare hike directly contradicts Mayor Zoran Mamdani's earlier pledge to make public transportation free for New Yorkers. City officials have not yet addressed the discrepancy between the fare increased and the mayor's campaign commitment. The change impacts millions of daily riders and comes amid ongoing debates over transit funding, affordability, and service reliability. So my question is, like, why did they oppose IRT raising the fare from a nickel? Because obviously they have no problem with raising the fare now. I don't know, maybe they only told them that they couldn't raise it from a nickel so they could take it over. But anyway, that's my take on it. Yeah, we might as well play the New Music Express before we fall too far behind.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
And this week we have some interesting new material from Dry Cleaning, Thomas Stronan and Time is a Blind Guide. Also, Alter Bridge and Zach Bryan are in this week's New Music Express. So let's start things off with Dry Cleaning. And Let Me Grow, and You'll See the Fruit. New Music Express on the next show.
By the balls of my feet, go somewhere, read something, go for a walk, listen to something, hiccup. Thank you. this TV show for however long Armstrong. No one coming along with a video call or a survey or a dick pic or a loud bang or a smell that comes up. You see, I'm afraid about my privacy. Thank you.
Yes, that was Alter Bridge and Silent Divide from their self-titled album, released on Friday. Before that, we heard Thomas Stronen and Time is a Blind Guide and Memories of Paul from Off Stillness, also released on Friday. And we started things off with Dry Cleaning and the X Brigade version of Let Me Grow and You'll See the Fruit from Secret Love, also released on Friday. Yeah, that's pretty much it for the New Music Express. We actually finished on time here. Top of the hour. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehhh.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Request the 0 for playlist and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be updated for a day or so. I'm pretty good about updating the playlist. Pretty much in the morning. And can you also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Oh, here we go. Oh, this is funny. Here we go. I think this made the rounds. This is from Newsweek. Israeli billionaires called the limit free speech sparked conservative fury. Israeli cybersecurity billionaire Shlomo Kramer's push to limit free speech has sparked outrage among conservatives online. During an interview years ago on CNBC, Kramer said, it's time to limit the First Amendment. We need to take control of the social platforms and take control of what they are saying. Oh, here we go. I know it's difficult to hear, but it's time to limit the First Amendment in order to protect it, Kramer said during the CNBC interview. He was discussing content moderation and misinformation on tech platforms that alarmed many viewers of the framing of limiting the First Amendment, a core safeguard against government censorship. So anyway, 3 minutes past the hour, so I probably should get to the top of the RIDs before we fall too far behind. Yes, amazingly enough, you survived hour number two. This week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number three, featuring Fun with Fish, and also the feature artist Drive-By Truckers. We'll have that right after this.
Radio!
Radio!
To our listeners, the Radio Free T-Shirt.
Free Vishnu. Oh my god, RFP.
Hi guys, this is Bruce Woody Pokey Boner to
the voice of Gay Creek.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
Is it time to get rid of the income tax that apparently mostly funds Somali fraud? A nationwide tax revolt is now brewing in response to apparently industrial-scale federal fraud, of which Somali daycares are the poster child, making it a wonderful time to ask why are we still paying an income tax originally imposed as a temporary levy to finance World War I, which ended some time ago. And that apparently is used to fund that industrial-scale fraud. Now, I've estimated in recent videos that roughly $1.5 trillion of welfare spending is either literal fraud or is unnecessary going by welfare of the 1950s. Toss in crony Wall Street handouts, roads to nowhere, military procurement between friends, tax-funded research on squirrel menstruation, and bioweapons in Wuhan, and it's probably north of $2 trillion. That is interesting because that's awful close to the entire $2.4 trillion the federal government stole last year in income tax. In other words, fraud and waste absorbs nearly every dollar you give the IRS. In fact, if you end the fraud and waste, throw in the $300 billion Trump plans to collect in tariffs, you are there. No more annual financial colonoscopies, no more paying lawyers and accountants to keep your small business from being seized, no more choosing between paying rent, paying health insurance, or funding Somali daycares. Happily, we have a president who repeatedly floated eliminating the income tax in last year's election, the first president in history to do so. Last July on Joe Rogan, Trump praised the late 1800s as the golden age for the American economy, noting it was, quote, all tariffs, no income tax. Last month, Trump said, quote, I believe that at some point in the not-too-distant future, you're not going to have income tax to pay. Now, beyond the joys of no longer getting fleeced by Somalis, the economic benefits would be tremendous. Studies, including one by Obama's lead economist of all people, estimate every dollar collected in tax destroys $2 to $3 of economic output in the form of weakened incentives. And then, just like cigarette taxes reduce smoking, income taxes reduce income, known as work or entrepreneurship, suggesting the $2.4 trillion of income tax actually destroys roughly $5 to $7 trillion a year, which is up to $54,000 in annual income per American family. Remember, that's above the $2.5 trillion it steals. So total gain could literally double Americans' take-home pay. Heady stuff, but what would it take? For starters, Democrats would never agree to repeal income tax because they proudly stand with the takers, not the makers. In theory, voters should demand it. Doubling income is no joke. Alas, millions are the ones doing the taking, while tens of millions are brainwashed by government schools and pro-government media who say the government does not take enough. Red-pilling these voters is possible, but it is a project. This means the fastest way is get rid of the filibuster, hold feckless Republicans' feet to the fire to finally do what they've spent generations promising, gut the federal Leviathan. So a sex brought to you by I Trust Capital, abolishing the income tax is financially possible. It makes us rich. It forces the federal government to conserve money for the very few things government should be doing, police, defense, potholes, instead of quality leering centers, tax-funded plagues, and fiery yet peaceful riots. But it will take a Congress with balls. Read the rest with charts and all the gory details at prophecyanalyst.com. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
This is Number 6, host of the Six of One show, and I'm grateful that so many of you have donated to help keep the lights on here at RFD. If you love the programming on this network, I hope you'll consider making a donation. Now, we know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value the teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, head on over to dishnuts.net on the web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service.
late Bob Weir and One More Saturday Night from his solo album, Ace, released in 1972, I think it was. Yeah, let's see if we can find it here. Yeah, that was from 1972. No remastering or anything. But anyway, it's 14 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to Fun with Fish before I fall too far behind. Let me do the intro here. Where is it? Oh, you really move this to the center here, even though it's like halfway through the show. Yeah, I'll do this and close out iTunes. We'll do this. And now it's time for some Fun with Fish on the next show. Yes, Fun with Fish. One to three songs from America's favorite jam band, at least now that the Grateful Dead have broken up. And now the death of Bob Weir, is unlikely that they'll ever be reunited as such. So anyway, let's listen to a track from, is it only two tracks? I think I had about, like, three tracks that I had here, three or four tracks. But anyway, we're going to start things off with, some content from Live Bait Volume 5, 2011 Festival Sampler. This is a track called Waves, and it was recorded at on August 2nd, 2003, at Loring Air Force Base in Limestone, Maine. Fun with Fish on the next show.
Away from here, and possibly won't reach your ears if we could see
the many waves that flow through clouds and sunken caves. She says at least the words that slaughter all the wind is underwater.
apart upon the breeze that quickly drifts away from here and possibly won't reach your ear. We could see the many waves that flow through cloud and sunk in cave. She says at least the words that slaughter on the wind and underwater.
That song had a sudden ending. Anyway, that was Fun with Fish. That was, Fish and Waves, recorded, August 2nd, 2003. Oh, that was around the time of the, Northeast Blackout. When was the Northeast Blackout? I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah, here we go. Okay, here we go. Northeast Blackout of 2003. Date, August 14th, 2003. That was, before that. So, anyway, yeah, this is recorded, August 2nd, 2003 at Loring Air Force Base in Limestone, Maine. From the album Live Bait Volume 5, 2011 Festival Sampler, released in, rather coincidentally, 2011. And that's it for Fun with Fish. Fun with Fish, 1, 2, 3 songs from America's favorite jam band. So anyway, this brings us to the next segment of the show, the feature artist segment, 37 minutes past the hour. So probably should cue the intro here.
And now, the featured artist segment on the next show.
Yes, this week we're doing Drive-By Truckers. We're up to 2004 and The Dirty South. Released on New West Records in August 24th, 2004. And by now, the lineup had solidified as Mike Cooley on lead vocals and guitars, and also Patterson Hood on lead vocals and guitars. Jason Isabel on lead vocals, backing vocals and guitars, third guitarist. Brad Morgan on drugs, and Shona Tucker on bass. Let me see, this had changed from their previous album. When they had Earl Hicks on bass. But the rest of the lineup was the same. So that's why I listened to a track from The Dirty South. Here's Drive-By Truckers. Oh, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eaaa.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com for replacing that with a zero. For playlists and show archives, and there may be something wrong with the archives going back to like here we go. Okay, it's connected to the VPN. So, should work. No, that site can't be reached. I don't know why, but anyway, I'll try to fix this. So, anyway, here's the Drive-By Truckers song from The Dirty South. This is called The Buford Stick. If you draw us, the Drive-By Truckers on the next show. We'll be right back.
gal man who moved through my soul to keep. Wonder who would drive my car. Wonder if my mom will weep.
Heard two songs by the Drive-By Truckers. That was Lookout Mountain. And we started things off with the Buford Stick. Both of those are from the Dirty South, released on New West Records in 2004. So this brings us to their next album, A Blessing and a Curse, released on released on New West Records, New West Records, on April 18th, 2006, with the same lineup as the previous album. Mike Cooley, Patterson Hood, Jason Isbell, Brad Morgan, and Shona Tucker. So this brings to the producer David Barb. Yes. Also released on 180 gram vinyl in 2007. Because vinyl is cool! But anyway, listen to a track from A Blessing and a Curse. Here's Drive-By Truckers and Easy on Yourself. Future artists, Drive-By Truckers on the next show.
I can't blame you, it's a shame you can't cover your eyes sometimes. It's that kind of pain, and you're so far down you can't get up. And I can't tell you what to feel and how to toe the line when you just give up. Calling out to everyone who tried to run, you tried to run, and don't be so easy on yourself. Cause this one might be all that you have left. Got on her name.
looking at that stone would bring me so much pain. I'd go into town wearing my finest clothes, turn these tears into blood and make it run ice cold. Space City's 1 hour up the road from me. One hour away from as close to the moon as anybody down here's ever gonna be. Somewhere beyond that big white light is where my heart is gone. Somewhere she's wandering. Taking me so
two songs by Drive-By Truckers. That was Space City, and before that we heard Easy on Yourself. Both of those were from Blessing and Curse, released on New West Records in 2006. This brings us to their next album, Brighter Than Creation's Dark. Released on New West Records on January 22nd, 2008. And this time they had the same nucleus as the previous album, except that John Neff had replaced Jason Isbell as the third guitarist. So listen to the track from this album. Here's Drive-By Truckers and Two Daughters and a Beautiful Wife. Future artist is Drive-By Truckers on the next show.
When he reached gates of heaven, he didn't understand. He had friends coming over. Was it all a dream? Was it all a crazy dream?
woman playing there before him. What were they doing there? It felt like home must be alright. Or was it all a dream? Was it all a crazy dream? Memories replayed before him. All the tiny moments of his life. Lying around the bed on a Saturday morning. To your daughters and a wife. To your daughters and a beautiful wife. By the storefront, and everybody cried. Everybody cried and cried. In heaven, are those things left behind? Maybe every day is Saturday morning. Two daughters and a wife. Two daughters and a beautiful wife. Two daughters and a beautiful wife.
That was Drive-By Truckers and Two Daughters and a Beautiful Wife from Brighter Than Creation's Dark, released on New West Records in 2008. Is that right? Yeah, New West Records. So anyway, that does it for the featured artists. Next week we'll have Drive-By. Oh, maybe we'll have Barclay James Harvest as the featured artist in future weeks, but that's just an idea. But anyway, if anybody has a better idea, then be willing to discuss that. But anyway, it's through this fast hour, so probably get to the top of the RDs before I fall too far behind. Oh, and did I not? Yeah, here. This you have to go down here. Anyway, yeah. Well. Amazingly enough, you've survived hour number three. This week's the next show. We'll be back with hour number four, featuring a top 10 disappointing LPs. We'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The next show on Radio Free Digital.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is RFD.
Do you need a promo for your show? Contact Byron Lee Productions. Amazing single track editing and eventual pinkish delivery.
This song is corny and trite. Blink is like wink, but not quite.
All right, see those woods over there?
Yeah.
So I usually just go in there and pick some crap off the floor. And
oh, okay.
What?
Oh, I was just saying, okay.
Oh, yeah, it's all good, it's all good. But anyway, yeah, it's usually a little bit sparse this time of year. But if you look hard enough, you should be able to find something.
Yeah, that sounds pretty easy. I should be able to do that.
Wait! One more thing. Whatever you do, don't go beyond the rickety bridge.
Why not?
Because...
you'll get lost!
And now, the wild card segment on the next show.
Yes, the wild card segment where we do different stuff that, this week is, we're doing top 10 disappointing albums as chronicled by Rolling Stone magazine, I think. This is like top 10 disappointing LPs. So let's see if we can find the, there we go, playlist, Christmas time playlist. And, yeah, I had to go through this very quickly. Oh, here. Yeah, okay, number 10, Michael Jackson, Invincible. And, the title of the album is Invincible, but Michael Jackson is anything but invincible at this point. It's been 10 years since he had last hit, and this pales in comparison with his total domination of the 80s. I didn't like, I wasn't much of a Michael Jackson fan. But, you have to admit, like, just the singles from Thriller alone were pretty good. And you know, was it Billie Jean?
Billie Jean is not my lover. She's a girl that told me I was a...
anyway, yeah. Anyway, here's, I just get to the songs here. Here's Michael Jackson with a track from Invincible. It's called... You Rock My World.
Look at me. That girl. Oh, man. Oh, look at that girl right there. Goodness gracious. Oh, that girl fine, man. Look at the... oh, she's just too fine. She knows she's fine, too.
She is banging.
Oh, she's off the hook.
She looks good.
Oh.
You're right.
I bet you can't nobody get that girl.
Chris, I can get her.
Can't get that girl. Mike, I guarantee you can't get that girl.
Watch me get that girl.
I bet you never, Neverland, you can't.
I can get her.
All right, come on in. Come on!
Watch.
Bye.
That was Michael Jackson and You Rock My World from Invincible, released in 2001. Number 10 on our list of top 10 disappointing LPs. So the next is number 9, Yes, and Tales from Topographic Oceans. Now, this is one that I disagree with. This was released on December 7th, 1973. And I could see where people would decry this as part of the excesses of prog rock, because they come up with like an album with a double album of sidelong album cuts, so I can see where they would consider it excessive, but in this case, although actually I would not have this album on the albums I would take to a desert island. It's pretty good nonetheless. Anyway, here's Yes and the Agent/Giant from the Sun. Top 10 disappointing albums on the next show.
Thank you. come with the knowledge. I'm glad you caught the shore.